Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Welcome back to our continued coverage of the World Credit Union Conference here in beautiful Vancouver, British Columbia. And who knew that the sun was so close to Vancouver? My gosh, it is out with a vengeance today. And oh, it's going behind a cloud. Good timing, Gail. So so we're here in Vancouver at the World Credit Union Conference, and we're here with Gail Rajkumar.
That's right.
Did I get it?
Perfect.
Yay! All right, Gail, nice to meet you.
Thank you. Yeah,
and where are you from? What credit union? What country?
Trinidad, Tobago.
Oh, beautiful part of the world.
Excellent.
You know? I bet it's very warm right now there.
All the time, you know. And I'm here on behalf of the Global Women's Leadership Network.
Okay.
I am one of the co-founders of the Trinidad Tobago Sister Society.
Oh, you are? Yes. Well, kudos to you. Thank you for that.
We are celebrating 10 years of voluntary work. So it was no surprise in coming to Vancouver this year. Made to Vancouver. COVID is...
That's a long ways. You guys traveled a long ways, but I'm sure it's well worth it. So how... Because I know the Global Women's Leadership Network had a big session
on
Sunday. Yeah. So how did that go?
Excellent.
Yeah. Any takeaways from that? Anything you...
Leadership.
Yeah.
Mindset. The idea of each one take one, you know. And we all face the same kind of challenges, Mike. You know, we all follow the same challenges throughout as women.
Yeah.
You know, in the workforce, you know. And it's always a battle between your personal life and your career and business life.
Mm-hmm.
And also, how do you move up the ladder?
Yeah.
You know, how do you manage and balance all those things together?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's life.
It is.
So it's been quite good here being in Vancouver. And I'm happy to share that we are here, like I said, on behalf of the Trinidad Tobago Sister Society.
Mm-hmm.
And doing our best to what we call connect, collaborate.
Yeah.
Inspire and empower as we go along our life.
Love that. Yeah. And the Global Women's Leadership Network has just, I mean, it has, the growth has been phenomenal. I mean, I'm sure your sister society has grown quite well as well, right?
We are one of four in the Caribbean.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yes, Trinidad Tobago. And of course, we are always, you know, doing stuff throughout for women in the Caribbean and in the Caribbean movement in Trinidad.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So what's now, I mean, what are some plans for, you know, the Global Women's Leadership Network in Trinidad Tobago for the rest of the year? I mean, obviously you want to continue growing it.
Yes,
and
yes.
Are you guys doing any activities or any meetings or anything like that folks can...
In fact, this year, you know, 10th anniversary, we've had monthly events from January. So January started with a cash flow management program.
Okay.
Because you must be able to save, how to save, how to encourage young ones to save, particularly the Caribbean movement or wherever.
Mm-hmm.
The concept of saving is important.
Mm-hmm.
So education was important to us. So we started in January 2023. February is our carnival month. We had a carnival get together in Trinidad. Because Trinidad must have a carnival soiree.
Yeah.
Yes. March, we had our International Women's Day celebration. And we had our Prime Minister's wife as our patron for the program. Yes.
Oh
yes,
my gosh,
yes,
Gail.
Yes.
Well done on that.
You know, and that really amassed about maybe 60 persons at our little forum there in Trinidad.
Mm-hmm.
And April, we had a movie night to kind of get the family together. You know, it's all about, you know, collaborating and engaging, you know. And May, we had a program where we partnered with the Lupus Foundation to give back.
Okay.
Because May is Lupus Month.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And that's in June, of course, we have some in Tobago.
Mm-hmm.
Because we can't have everything in Trinidad and not Tobago, sister island.
Right.
So we had a function in Tobago. We had our senator there, Dr. Marie Dillon-Remy, who's our presenter.
Mm-hmm.
And July is Vancouver, our Global Women's Forum. Yes.
So, the big show.
The big show.
You know? Yeah.
And of course, August, again, we continue our 10th year celebration.
Mm-hmm.
So August, we plan to have some of the youth.
Good.
For school starts.
Okay.
To focus on youth, you know, in terms of team building, in terms of education, you know, with those aspects for our youth of Trinidad and Tobago.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's one aspect. And of course, we go on to our big gala event in October. So I want to invite you to come to Trinidad.
You know? Twist my arm. Oh my gosh. Especially that time of the year in October.
It's warm and nice.
It's probably perfect there in October.
Perfect
yeah,
time, you
no
know?
Doubt.
So let us see you there.
So what do you want to take back from the credit union, I mean the credit union, the conference as a whole here? Because obviously you've been here since Saturday or Sunday.
Yes,
and so any highlights or anything that you've learned that you want to take back from the conference?
I guess for me, Mike, I think that it's important to come outside. You know, come out of your safety zone. You know, to experience and to explore. mm-hmm. you know, and to take back and kind of replicate in your country the things that can be of value to your country. I mean, everything out here can't be replicated to your small Caribbean island.
Sure.
But certainly there are things that you don't know of, standards and so forth, to take back. So I welcome coming this time, and I would love to do more leadership programs and build capacity.
Yeah.
The whole idea.
Yeah.
You know, so a lot of takeaways from this conference.
Okay, good deal, good deal. Were there any sessions that kind of stood out for you? Because I know we talked a lot about climate change, getting younger members at credit unions. There's obviously a number of technology-focused sessions. Anything?
Leadership programs.
Which one?
Leadership program.
Yeah.
The leadership. Yeah, I did one for leadership. A few of them, well, you know, they're all the same stream. Mm-hmm. How to digitize your company. Right.
Yeah.
A lot of us don't have a lot of online banking right now with the credit union in the Caribbean or in Trinidad. You know?
Yeah.
So a lot of takeaways. Yes.
So is Trinidad and Tobago? Are you guys part of the? Is it the Caribbean Credit Union Association?
Yes.
Part of that?
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
We are. Yes.
Pardon my ignorance there. I was just trying to get the get a geographic makeup of what's going on in that part of the world. So good stuff. Anything else to add, Gail? Any final thoughts here on the conference and looking forward to next year?
Next is in Boston, so we can look at Boston.
That'd be a lot closer for you.
Yes,
just
definitely.
Right up the coast.
Let's try and see Boston.
Well, I look forward to seeing you next year
same
in Boston.
Here, same
yes,
here, same right.
definitely.
Right.
And let's
same
revisit. Here. Let's do this again. All right.
Same here.
Gail,
right.
thank you so much.
You're
appreciate
welcome,
the time
Mike.
And
thank
keep up
so
the good work there. All right.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome.
Community Financial's present CEO Tansley Stearns' new podcast, Despite Impossible.